Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about pernicious anemia. And if you want to follow along with written notes on this topic, you can follow along at zerotofinals.com/perniciousanemia or in the hematology section of the Zero to Finals medicine book. So let's get straight into it. Pernicious anemia is a cause of vitamin B12 deficiency anemia. And B12 deficiency can be caused by either insufficient dietary intake of vitamin B12 or pernicious anemia. Let's start with the pathophysiology. The parietal cells in the stomach produce a protein called intrinsic factor, and intrinsic factor is essential for the absorption of vitamin B12 in the ileum. Pernicious anemia is an autoimmune condition where antibodies form against the parietal cells or intrinsic factor. A lack of intrinsic factor prevents the absorption of vitamin B12 and the patient becomes vitamin B12 deficient. Vitamin B12 deficiency can cause a number of neurological symptoms, and these are peripheral neuropathy with numbness or paresthesia, and paresthesia is like pins and needles, a loss of vibration sense or a loss of proprioception, visual changes, and then mood and cognitive changes. A quick Tom tip for your exams: remember testing for vitamin B12 deficiency and pernicious anemia in patients presenting with peripheral neuropathy, particularly with pins and needles. So there's two antibodies, and testing for autoantibodies is used to diagnose pernicious anemia. The first is intrinsic factor antibodies, which is the first line investigation, and the second one is gastric parietal cell antibody, which can also be tested but tends to be less helpful. So what's the management? Well, dietary deficiency can be treated with oral replacement with cyanocobalamin unless the deficiency is severe. But in pernicious anemia, oral replacement is inadequate because the problem is absorption rather than intake. They can be treated with 1 milligram of intramuscular hydroxycobalamin 3 times weekly for 2 weeks, then every 3 months. And more intense regimes are used where there's neurological symptoms, for example, 1 milligram every other day until the symptoms improve. If there's also folate deficiency, it's important to treat the B12 deficiency first before you correct the folate deficiency. Treating patients with folic acid when they have a B12 deficiency can lead to subacute combined degeneration of the cord and quite significant neurological problems. So thanks for listening to this podcast episode on pernicious anemia. If you found it helpful and you want written notes on this topic and all the other podcast episode topics, head over to Amazon and pick up a copy of the Zero to Finals Medicine book. You'll be able to follow along with the podcast using the written notes, and that'll help consolidate the information in your mind. If you don't fancy picking up a copy of the book, you can find all the notes as well as videos, illustrations, questions, and a blog completely free on the Zero to Finals website at zerotofinals.com. And either way, I hope you tune in for the next episode, which will be on hemolytic anemia.